Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Monday, August 3rd. Yowza, it's August. Mark, how does this happen? How does this happen? It seems unbelievable to me. Perhaps you had a nice restful weekend. That's great. I think that this is going to be an interesting week. We're going to have a jobs report out on Friday, so we'll see how the progress was going on in the labor front. And we'll also continue to answer your questions. The best way to get in touch with us is to send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And if you happen to be on our website, jillonmoney.com, there's a contact button. Just click it and you'll get to us. Kristen writes, I appreciate your advice on the podcast, and I was curious what you think about my situation. I'm 47 years old, divorced, employed, and I make around $175,000 a year. I max out my traditional 401k, and I get a 10% employer match. I also max out my health savings account. I put an additional $800 per month in a taxable brokerage account. I have about $140,000 in that account. It's primarily invested in low-cost exchange-traded funds and mutual funds. I have about $80,000 in cash, $500,000 in retirement accounts. I have a mortgage with about $90,000 left on my home. The mortgage interest rate is 3.5%, and the house is worth $260,000. Okay, here we go. I have been aggressively trying to pay down the mortgage with extra money from bonuses. My thought was that it's a conservative way to diversify. I look at it like a guaranteed 3.5%, similar to what people might get with bonds. I don't have any bonds in my portfolio. Interesting. Also, Kristen has two rentals. Interest rates on the mortgage is there, 4%. One is $60,000 with a home value of $85,000. The other is $70,000, home value $105,000. Both are cash flowing well. You seem to be opposed to people paying off the mortgage with low interest rates. I hate debt, but I want to optimize for the best results while feeling secure. I get no mortgage tax deduction on my primary. What do you think? Okay, you know what? Kristen, I think in your case, it makes sense. You don't need the extra money. It is essentially like having a bond position. So you know what? I'm cool with it. I really am, because it's weird. We usually want you to hang on to your money. You know, we really do. But I think in this case, it may just make sense. Really, it might make sense for you. So I'm okay with it. Okay. Jens writes, the effect your podcast has is weirdly like meditation. Things seem slightly more in control, slightly happier after listening. And it goes well with coffee. Thank you for all you do. Mark, we are going head-to-head with Headspace. Screw them. We're going to do better. I'm wondering, writes Jens, should I draw down my inherited IRA? I have about $30,000 in a TIAA IRA, which I inherited from my mother 10 years ago. I've generally tried to just take the required minimum distribution, but I earn enough abroad and pay such high taxes abroad that the taxes I pay on the required minimum distributions, I get back. My wife and I make about $160,000. Our last euros are in a 50% tax bracket abroad. Ooh, boy. Should I liquidate the inherited IRA now and reinvest, or should I let it grow inside of that tax-protected environment? I'm going to vote for let it go, because still, the smaller the amount of money you take out, the lower the tax burden will be. I think you might as well take advantage of that. Good morning, writes Laura. I've been watching you on CBS. Thank you for all of your financial information. My question is, my husband makes too much money for any assistance. My two daughters are age 23 in college and 17 years old, both work, one in healthcare. They never received any of the financial stimulus. We did claim them on our taxes. I've searched online. I don't understand. Can you explain it to me? Laura, they were shut out. Older children, basically, were shut out of those stimulus payments. And because you claim them, that was this weird form of kind of excluding a whole bunch of people. Now, maybe in the next stimulus plan, there will be some sort of accommodation made, but I wouldn't count on it. And, you know, It's a bummer. I feel bad for the older kids really got screwed on that. Okay, Thea writes, I had close to $1 million in stock, but because I'm a retiree, I liquidate half of it. At present, I don't need any cash, but I'm wary of having all of my money in stock. Are there any short-term investments or advice regarding the cash that's just sitting in an E-Trade account? Oh, Thea, I wish you hadn't liquidated, but I mean, I don't know if you have anything else. Here's what I would do. I would take a big deep breath. If you don't need the money and maybe you have other money, can we look at a more diligent approach, a smarter approach to your asset allocation? Could we maybe add some money into other assets that will make you feel more secure? That would be a kind of the general game plan. Short of that, go to depositaccounts.com. You see high yield savings accounts there, CDs, all that stuff. It's right there, depositaccounts.com. But I'm worried that you've done some market timing and it's hurt you. Okay, Lynette writes, I work for the government and I have 401ks, but I would like to set aside money and not touch it for the next 10 years so it works for me. Could you share some advice about what I should do? Thank you. I don't know anything about stocks, bonds, or investments. Okay. Well, I mean, if you have a 401k, that is the most efficient way for you to set aside money. So what that means is the money comes out of your paycheck, it goes into an account, and the money is then removed from your taxable income. If you work for the government, I don't know if you have a 401k. I'm just intrigued as if you have something called a thrift savings plan. But short of that, if you're really worried about like getting a beginner's approach, the easiest thing to do is to use a retirement account. If you're already doing that and you're maxing that out and maybe you want to put in another account, maybe you want to try to add extra to your savings, you could potentially open a Roth IRA, and you can do that at any discount broker or no-load mutual fund company, places like Vanguard or Fidelity or Schwab or TD Ameritrade or T. Rowe Price. But I would say that I really want you to be careful here. If you can use what is available to you through the government, that's probably the easiest point of access. Okay? I hope that helps you. All right. Another fantastic show. It is Monday, so you've got a whole week ahead of you. I know, dog days of August and all that. I hope that you are all trying to plan a way to take a little bit of time off if you're lucky enough to have a job. That's what Mark and I are doing. We're in the throes of putting together all of our podcasts so that we can get them to you while we're both taking a much needed break. Now, if you want to get a question into us, we may not answer it immediately, but we are really trying to plow through these things. Send us an email. It's askjill@jillonmoney.com. askjill@jillonmoney.com. Or if you're on the website at jillonmoney.com, you can click the contact button. Very easy to do, right? And while you're there, why not just poke around, see all the cool stuff that we do? Mark's got the fabulous weekly newsletter, which is free. You can buy my book. So with that, happy Monday. Wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and put those hands metaphorically on someone's back. Lift somebody up today. Do something nice, will you? Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow.